It's the Renaissance Festival Podcast.
Can you drink with the best?
Can you drink with Jedi?
Can you drink with elves?
Can you drink with Vulcans?
Can you drink with Ferengi?
Can you drink with Doctor Who?
Can you drink with zombies?
Can you drink with Muppets?
Can you drink with Mark Gunn?
What?
That's right, boy. Mark Gunn. If you can't keep up with Mark Gunn, then, well...
Sci-fi drinking songs. Check it out and see if you can drink with the best in the universe.
We are out of here!
Welcome to the Renaissance Festival Podcast, show number 266. I'm Chuck Burke, also known around here as The Tinker. And with me tonight, we've got a special guest host, hopefully to become a semi-regular on here.
I'd love that. My name is Jesse Linder. I perform at the Bristol Renaissance Fair as well as other festivals under the name of Jock Stewart. I tell people it all depends on what the jurisdiction is, where the outstanding warrants are. I'm also one-third of the Celtic folk trio Three Pints Gone. So between the two acts, it keeps me pretty busy.
I do recall you doing a spot for the show here a couple years back. I think it was for the 100th anniversary show where you mentioned you had a bit of trouble with commitment with your different groups.
Well, I've had a history. I'm in my ninth season with Three Pints Gone, and it's like any long-term relationship. You have your moments, but we do get along well, and we make some great music together. So I'm enjoying it, and it gives me some opportunities to meet people that I've get to sing for people that maybe I wouldn't have had a chance to otherwise. So it's all great.
Getting out and meeting people is kind of what happened with this show. The spotlight for this show is the Sterling Renaissance Festival in Sterling, New York. I was able to visit there a couple weeks ago. And throughout the show today, we will have a couple of interviews with performers there. The first song we heard was Fanfarenzug by Vogelmut. They were performing at Sterling this year. That was from their album Schauspielleden 2. And coming up next, we have The Otter's Pool by Contiga, which is another of the acts that was at Sterling. And that is from their album, The Otter's Pool. And they can be found at www.cantigamusic.com.
The Louisiana Renaissance Festival needs your help. It experienced a once-in-a-100-year flood in the spring, and, just a few weeks ago, a once-in-a-500-year flood. Ordinarily, they would only ask for your help in rebuilding, but now, time is of the essence. In order to make sure that they can meet their first weekend of November opening, they need your financial assistance. Please go to GoFundMe.com/LARF flood in order to donate today and buy your tickets in advance to show your confidence that the fair will indeed open on time. That website again is GoFundMe.com/LARF flood. Give us your hands if we be friends, and together we shall restore amends.
Special thanks to honorary minion Jesse Linder for supporting our show. You can find more about Jesse Linder on Facebook or at cdbaby.com. And visit meistersrealm.com for a list of all the nation's Renaissance, Celtic, and Scottish festivals, and much more. The lists are updated monthly to show only current events. That's meistersrealm.com, meistersrealm.com.
When I die, wanna go to pirate heaven. When I die, all me gold and me thunder go with me. When I die, don't wanna be too far from the crashing of the water. When I die, I'll make history. Go ahead and place the coins upon me eyes. For I'll add it to me thunder when I die. And when I reach the river Styx and the ferryman asks me for me two bits, I'll hold me cutlass up and I'll rob him blind. When I die, I wanna go to pirate heaven. When I die, all me gold and me thunder go with me. When I die, I don't wanna be too far from the crashing of the water. When I die, I'll make history. So tighten up this noose around me neck. True, your cannon blasts across the main deck. And when the ship goes down in flames, Davy Jones will know my name. And I'll run that bastard through and I'll take his place. When I die, I wanna go to pirate heaven. When I die, all me gold and me thunder go with me. When I die, I don't wanna be too far from the crashing of the water. When I die, party when I'm gone. Strong ale, a strumpet, and lots of rum. When cannons fire across the bow, I'll be sitting here on me cloud. I'll watch them each show up to meet me one by one. When I die, I wanna go to pirate heaven. When I die, all me gold and me thunder go with me. When I die, I don't wanna be too far from the crashing of the water. When I die,
I'll make history. Get a rope around me neck, and I fell with a sickening drop. At the end of the line, I heard me neck crack, but I didn't stop. The next day, and I was standing on the deck of the ghost ship Annabelle Lee. And I spoke with the ancient mariner, and here's what he said to me.
On the other side of this ocean lies a buccaneer's delight.
All the witches wanna tumble,
and the men all wanna fight. When I die, I wanna go to pirate heaven. When I die, all me gold and me thunder go with me. When I die, I don't wanna be too far from the crashing of the water. When I die,
I'll make history.
When I die, I wanna go to pirate heaven. When I die, all me gold and me plunder go with me. When I die, I don't wanna be too far from the crashing of the water. When I die,
I'll make history.
When I die, I wanna go to pirate heaven. When I die, all me gold and me plunder go with me. When I die, I don't wanna be too far from the crashing of the water. When I die,
I'll make history.
And now for a minute with Fugly.
So where are you off to?
I'm headed to the Louisiana Renaissance Festival.
Well, isn't that weekends in November?
And into December.
Well, aren't you a little early then?
Oh, not at all. I'm going there on pilgrimage.
A holy quest?
Of sorts.
On foot?
Of course. And if I leave today, I'll arrive just in time.
You do know that you can fly or drive there.
Hello, Louisiana Renaissance Festival.
Yes, but you don't actually live in the Renaissance.
But there's a huge variety of entertainment.
Yes, but you don't actually live in...
Plus dozens of educational demonstrations.
Yes, but you don't...
Did I mention over 100 places to shop?
Yes, but you don't...
Don't actually... actually live in the Renaissance? I know.
So why the pilgrimage?
Pilgrims eat turkey legs.
That's not in the script.
Very well, then. Because.
Nope.
All right. Quoniam.
That's more like it.
Now I feel like I need a bath.
None of that.
This podcast sponsored by the Louisiana Renaissance Festival.
As I walk by the dark side one evening so fair, to view the sea water and take the salt air, I heard an old fisherman singing a song. Won't you take me away, boys, my time is not long. Wrap me up in the oilskins and jumpers, the more on the deck I'll be seen. Just tell me, old shipmate, I'm taking a trip, mates. I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green. Now Fiddler's Green is a place I hear tell, where fishermen go if they don't go to hell, where the skies are all clear and the dolphins do play, and the cold coast of Greenland is far, far away. Wrap me up in the oilskins and jumpers, the more on the dock I'll be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green. The skies are all clear and there's never a gale, and the fish jump on board with a swish of their tail. Well, you lie at your leisure, there's no work to do, and the skipper's below making tea for the crew. Wrap me up in the oilskins and jumpers, the more on the deck I'll be seen. Shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green. When you get to the dock and the long trip is through, and there's pubs and there's clubs and there's lassies there too, and the girls are all pretty and the beer it is free, and there's bottles of rum growing from every tree. Wrap me up in the oilskins and jumpers, no more on the deck I'll be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green. Want a harp nor a halo, not me. Just give me a breeze on a good rolling sea. I'll play me old squeeze box as we sail along, with the wind in the rigging to sing me a song. Wrap me up in me oilskins and jumpers, no more on the deck I'll be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green.
Well, that was Fiddler's Green by Merry Mischief, and that comes from their CD Scallywags. Merry Mischief, you can reach them on their website at merrymischief.net.
And Merry Mischief is one of the groups that I had the chance to speak with at Sterling.
And I'm talking with Merlin and Harry
from Merry Mischief. I'm just wondering, folks, how did you get started on the Renfair circuit?
Actually, I started out as a pub wench that was singing during my breaks, and I said, I know I can do this. I watched Barbie Holder one day, and she was playing, and I was just so inspired that I said, I should do this. I think I'm going to do this, and that's what I did. I just jumped in, boots first.
And I decided that she needed to have her guitar carried, so I started from that perspective and have been carrying them ever since.
Everybody needs a good bearer when they start out here.
He was sniffing around, what can I say?
All right, and I know that you do your own music as well as covering period music. What's your preference on that, or is there any kind of particular mix that you do?
We do music, well, here on the Shire, we have to do copyright-free music.
Royalty-free
and copyright, non-copyrighted music, I should say. So we do some originals, and we can do some old traditional stuff that does fit, depending on the mood and the thing that we're trying to portray. So we like it all.
We enjoy it all. Also, I enjoy the living history sides of it. And story songs, or songs that tell stories, are a thing of the past. We don't have a lot of stuff along, like, in the modern era, shall I say. So,
kind of a musical history lesson.
Yeah, you could say it that way. But minstrels in days of old, of course, would be the gossipers village to village, and they would spread the news. And we have other means of doing that in the modern era. So it's kind of, I like keeping the old tradition alive.
All right, well, thank you very much for your time.
I appreciate it. Thank you a lot.
I've not had a chance to see Merry Mischief live, but I've heard a lot of their music, and they are great. This is another one from them, High Barbary, also from the album Scallywags.
Well, look ahead, look astern, look the weather and the lay. The
high below,
it's always sailing day. The sea a wreck to windward and a lofty ship to lay. Sailing all along the coast of High Barbary. Well, are you a pirate or a man of war? Cried hey,
the high, the low,
and so we sail that way. Oh no, I'm not a pirate, but a man of war. Cried hey,
sailing all along the coast of High Barbary.
Well, look ahead, look astern, look the weather and the lay.
The high, the low,
and so we sail that way. A sea wreck to windward and a lofty ship to lay.
Sailing all along the coast of High Barbary.
Pack up your topsails and heave your vessel to blow
high below,
and so we sail that way, for we have got some letters to be carried home by you.
Sailing all along the coast of High Barbary.
We'll look ahead, look astern,
look the weather and the lay. Blow high below,
and so we sail that way. A sea wreck to windward and a lofty ship to lay.
Sailing all along the coast of High Barbary.
Broadside for broadsword, they fought along the main.
Blow high, below,
and so we sail away. Until at last the frigate shot the pirate's mast away.
Sailing all along the coast of High Barbary.
Well, look ahead,
look astern, look the weather and the lay.
Blow high, below, and so we sail away. A sea a wreck to windward and a lofty ship to lee.
Sailing all along the coast of High Barbary.
Cutlass and gun, no, they fought for hours three.
Blow high, below,
and so we sail it way. The ship, it was the coffin, and the grave, it was the sea.
Sailing all along the coast of High Barbary.
Well, look ahead,
look astern, look the weather and the lay.
Blow high, below, and so we sail it way. A
sea erect to windward and a lofty chandelier. Sailing all along the coast of High Barbary, we'll look ahead, look astern, look the weather and the lay. Blow high, blow, and so we're sailing away. A sea erect to windward and a lofty chandelier. Sailing all along the coast of High Barbary.
Break out the rum. The results of the International Pirate Awards will be announced on our Talk Like a Pirate Day show, coming up on or around September 15th. Voting for the Renaissance Festival Awards is now open. Go to www.renaissancefestivalawards.org. Voting started on September 1st and runs until December 31st, and the winners will be announced in our awards show in February of 2017. The awards are co-sponsored by Renaissance Magazine, Mark Gunn's Celtic Invasions, and the Renaissance Festival Music Podcast Minions. As you heard earlier in the show, the Louisiana Renaissance Festival suffered severe damage with the recent flooding. We're doing our part to help them out with rebuilding by offering a sale of CDs from the Renaissance Festival Podcast Library. Come on over to our Facebook page for details on this sale, and get yourself some fine music and help them rebuild.
The song of Gypsy Davy rang delighted through the night. The wise and foolish maiden kept her candles burning bright. Rise up, my young and foolish one, and follow if you can. There'll be no need for candles in the arms of such a man. Make love with each other, be free with each other, be prisoners of love till you lie in the sun. Be friends to each other, forgive one another, see God in each other, be beggars to God.
The night was cold and dark and wet as they wandered on alone. The sky became their canopy and the earth became their throne. And as their raiment ran to rags, they thought it nothing wrong. For earth and sky, they're robe enough when you sing the gypsy song.
Make love with each other, be free with each other, be prisoners of love till you lie in the sun. Be friends to each other, forgive one another, see God in each other, be beggars to God. It seemed a dancing tune to some a sad lament. But in every heart that heard it true, a tear became a smile, and a pauper or a prince became a gypsy for a while. Make love with each other, be free with each other, be prisoners of love
They lie in the sun, be friends to each other, forgive one another, see God in each other, be beggars to God, make love with each other, be free with each other, be prisoners of love, till you lie in the sun, be friends to each other, forgive one another, see God in each other, be beggars to God.
And that was Beggars to God by Jim Hancock from Songs of Love and Other Stuff. Jim is the musical director at the Sterling Renaissance Festival. We didn't get a chance to speak with him, but we will have more music from him later in the show during our patrons section. Yeah, Jesse, I understand you have a new album coming out. Please, let's hear about it.
I am very excited about this. This is going to be my fourth official CD, and the last couple have been a mix of fair appropriate Celtic, whatever you term you want to use, songs mixed in with American and other folk styles. So I get requests for songs that I really couldn't sing at the Ren Faire because they weren't considered appropriate. So I figured it was time to do CD of nothing but fair appropriate material. There are a lot of songs that I've been singing for years and years that I never gotten around to recording, and there have been a handful of songs that have just been, you know, whispering in my ear, isn't it about time you learned us and started singing us? So I also had an opportunity to work with a recording engineer that I'd done a number of projects with before, David Bragman. And what we decided to do this time, instead of doing it in the studio, was to record a live concert. Now, I had in mind to put together a small combo and a couple of guest artists, but as the project developed, it kind of changed the flavor. So many of the people who became involved with this project are friends of mine from the Bristol Renaissance Fair, and we've had so many opportunities over the years to gather at the musicians' revels and the various impromptu gatherings to sing together. And this recording ended up being a good representation of what would happen when a group of us would get together. In this case, I'm singing my songs. They're all joining in. They make me sound pretty darn good. It was especially exciting because I got to work with Craig Brewers. Craig of Farrington was my bass player. And a lot of people have seen Craig over the years with his lute and have heard his singing. But they don't get as many opportunities to hear what a fine, fine bass player he is. I also had Milwaukee area a fiddle player, T.J. Hall, who he blows me away every time I hear him play. He's just got an amazing ear and quite a gift for improvisation. And then we filled it out with other people that I know either from Bristol or from other Renaissance fairs in the Midwest. The wide variety of styles from, you know, pub songs and seafaring songs to things like Wild Mountain Time. I'm very excited. We've got a wonderful version of Bring On the Starlight that used to be a staple for many, many years at the Bristol Renaissance Fair, among others.
I'm really looking forward to that. It sounds like a very good collection of music there. And we have a sample from it here coming up. The song is Twa Corbies by Jesse Linder from the upcoming CD Crescent Moon.
As I was walking on the lake, corpies, Matt and Crane. And one on pain, the other did say, oh. Fish shall we gang and dine the day, oh. Fish shall we gang and dine the day. It's out beyond our northern night. I know the lights are usually night. And nobody can, Daddy lies there, oh. But it's hot and it's hot and it's late. And his hound and his lady fair. His hawk is to the hunting train. His hound to fetch the wild fowl hay. His lady's taken another mate, oh. So we may met our dinner sweet, oh. We may met our dinner sweet. You sit on his white fresh face, and I'll pick up his bonny blue face. And with a lock of his golden hair, oh, we'll pick our nest when it grows bare, oh. We'll pick our nest when it grows bare. None shall tell where he is gone. For his white bones, when they lie bare, oh, the wind shall blow forever bare, oh. Wind shall blow forever bare, oh. Wind shall blow forever,
Greetings, dear friends, from your friendly neighborhood Shakespeare, and welcome to Dear Master Shakespeare, the part of the show where I, Will Shakespeare, answer your questions and queries. Here's our first one. Dear Master Shakespeare, what is wrong with you? Why all of the gruesome, horrible, horrific death in Titus Andronicus? Sincerely, Lavinia. Dear Lavinia, that's a fantastic question. We have so much horrific violence and gore in Titus Andronicus so we can better appreciate the sunshine and lollipops that we find in A Midsummer Night's Dream. Also, it's a cult classic. People show up and do midnight shows and wear costumes and throw things off the stage. It's fine. Next question. Dear Master Shakespeare, I'm trying to hang a picture in my front parlor, but I'm not quite sure if I've hit the stud. How do I find out? Well, another great question. Always make sure that you have your stud detector. I like using a fist. My wife enjoys making sure that I'm in the room, for she's the stud detector, and I'm the stud. Ha! Ha! But seriously, always make sure that you're going into a good, secure surface, otherwise that picture can rip a hole in your wall and land on the floor. This has been your friendly neighborhood Shakespeare, with all of the fantastic advice for you. You can follow me on Twitter at ShakesApproves, and go to my website, ShakespeareApproves.com.
dear.
The Cuckoo by Bells and Motley Consort. And I hope I say this right. The CD is called Bronze Sleighs, a Rays of Court and Country Dance Music.
I had a chance to talk with the members of Bells and Motley at Sterling. Let's hear what they had to say.
Now I'm here with the members of Bells and Motley.
Sandra Bromka.
And John Bromka.
And how long have you been performing at the Sterling Fair?
Well, I've been here since the very beginning. This is the 40th year. Sandra came in very shortly thereafter. So we've been doing this on so many different stages around these grounds and in many different capacities.
Now, your stock in trade is period instrumentation and period music, correct?
Yes.
And you build all your own instruments?
No, not all, but I make string instruments, and I try to include them in so far as possible. And, well, you just heard the piece with the tromba marina that we made.
Right.
This one that I made.
But stringed instruments and wind instruments take entirely different setups.
Okay.
So better to specialize in one or the other.
So that's your area of research?
Well, we research all of them. Most definitely, but for the building part.
Ah, I see. And the music itself, these are period pieces that you have found or that you're reconstructing. How does that come about?
One of the best things of all that we had the privilege of doing together is spending a month in Europe, working in the archives of different places, different locations.
That's something we did for many years.
Picking a project and spending the month pursuing it. What's in the archives, looking at the originals, looking, speaking with the curators to see what they have hidden away.
Are you able to find many people who are performing any of these?
Oh, there's some wonderful medieval fairs in Europe. We've taken part in some of those. So the level of musicianship is really inspiring.
All right, well, thank you very much for speaking with me today.
Thank you.
And now we have one more song from Bells and Motley, Over Many Miles from Bronsley, and you can find them at bellsandmotley.com.
And ladies.
Hi!
I'm Liz Rodriguez.
I'm Nicole Keating.
And we're the ladies of the tower.
Welcome to our tower. I hope you enjoy it. Please come have a seat while I ask Liz a very important question. I have a new friend.
Oh, really?
And I was wondering if you know her.
I don't really have friends, but let's see.
Anna Rodriguez.
Anna Rodriguez. Why would I know her?
Well, I thought, you know, Liz Rodriguez, Anna Rodriguez.
Oh, so you think we're related? So you think we all know each other? That's what you think?
I mean, same last name, right?
I know of Anna Rodriguez. I do not know her personally. I'm not related to her.
Uh-huh.
And she's a nun. As you should know, I'm a Protestant and I don't believe in that kind of Catholic claptrap.
Oh, I mean, I guess that makes sense.
She was supposedly capable of very disgusting miracles as a nun.
Disgusting miracles? Like throwing up in her hands and keeping it within her fingers without letting it drip out at all?
No, there was something even worse. She was visiting a diseased man who thirsted for something to drink, but there was nothing close at hand. And this is what she ended up doing.
No, I'm scared.
Anna took a porcelain and pissed water into it, and after took a piece of the cross and, making a sign of the cross, cast it into the porcelain. The piece went to the bottom and arose upright on end. Of this water, she gave the patient to drink, who then began to find himself better and demanded what was that that had been given to him, which had done him so much good.
Ooh.
So don't get any ideas the next time you have a cold, Nicole. This is a nun capable of miracles.
Where she can pee out pure water. That just means that she had a lot to drink.
If you'd like to learn more about nuns in England, tune in to episode 70 of our history podcast, Rude Tudors, which is available on iTunes, Stitcher, and at rudetudors.com. This has been a moment in Renfest history.
I'm so thirsty, but there's no water in our Brita pitcher.
After me, I'll pay. because we don't hold tea parties and we don't live by the rules. Leave behind the law and lawyers, you leave behind the land. For the law that rules the pirate is, take whatever you can. We sail upon the heavens in an airship tried and true, to hold a world of treasure that we'll find before we're through. Lawyers, you leave behind the land. For the law that rules the pirate is, take whatever you can. If you want to be a pirate, come on down to the ship. We need a dozen sailors to replace those lost last trip. Leave behind the law, lawyers, you leave behind the land. For the law that rules the pirate is, take whatever you can. Leave behind the law, lawyers, when you leave behind the land. For the law that rules the pirate is, take whatever you can.
And that was Come and Be a Pirate by Mark Gunn from Pirates vs. Dragons, his new CD. For more information on Mark, you can go to www.markgunn.com. Coming up, an interview with Arthur Greenleaf Holmes, a performer that I spoke to at Sterling. Let's see what he had to say.
Better let you explain what you do here.
Well, Arthur is a fictional 16th century libertine poet, and I write what I would describe as wildly inappropriate poetry. I've written such poems as I Built My Love a Menstrual Hut, Clap for My Sister, which is a sweeping ode to chlamydia, Mother Will My Stones Drop, The Prepubescent Lamentation, and many others. And the poems tend to start out sort of evocative of the kinds of poetry we studied in college, but then they quickly go south. Yeah.
What brought you around to the inappropriate poetry?
Well, I needed something that would make people stop and listen to it. And I found that when I asked them if they wanted to hear a poem, I would get no reaction, and they'd just keep walking. But one day, I asked the question, would you like to hear something wildly inappropriate? And a group of people stopped. And I had just written a poem called The Wee Irishman, and that was about when I realized I could start pushing it a little bit. If I did it with some degree of artfulness, if I used language skillfully enough that I could get away with this sort of humor.
What's been your most embarrassing incident that you've had with your poetry at a run fair?
My most embarrassing incident? Oh, I've not been asked that one before. Huh. I once directed the poem I Bought a Cheese and Thought of You to an African-American woman. And the poem starts, I didn't think it through. It's sort of, I set it up as if it's a love poem. And the poem begins, I bought a cheese and thought of you. The meat was white and dappled blue. And I realized, I go on and talk about her cream-poured flesh. And I realized that I hadn't thought it through. And I said that. And everyone started laughing. And to my great relief, so did she. She took
Good.
It very well. So that was probably the most embarrassing thing.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your time.
Cheers.
Coming up next is the Skyboat Song by Caradwyn. I had a chance to work with Caradwyn several years ago in Kansas City, and he is a fine, fine performer and great company. But this is Skyboat Song from Memories in Time.
Carry the lad that's born to be king over see the sky. Loud the winds howl, loud the waves roar, thunderclouds rent the air. Baffled our foes, stand on the shore, follow they will not dare. Speed bunny boat like a bird on the wing, onward the sailors cry. Carry the lad that's born to be king over the sea to sky. Though the waves leap, soft shall ye sleep, ocean's a royal bed. Rocked in the deep, Flora will keep watch o'er your weary head. Speed bonny boat like a bird on the wing, onward the sailors cry. Carry the lad that's born to be king over the sea to sky. A many's the lad fought on that day, well the claymore could weave. When the night came, silently lay dead on Culloden's field. Speed bonny boat like a bird on the wing, onward the sailors cry. Carry the lad that's born to be king over the sea to sky. Burned are our homes, exile and death scatter the loyal men. Yet ere the sword cool in the sheath, Charlie will come again. Speed bonny boat like a bird on the wing, onward the sailors cry. Carry the lad that's born to be king over the sea to sky.
Right, we're featuring Victoria yet again on this next song called The Blind Fiddler. In a blacksmith shop in the year of 48. So I picked up a fiddle and I began to play. I am not sad and lonely, content am I to roam, 'cause I am a blind fiddler and the world it is my home. Well, I've been down to London and I played for the king. I've learned that I am happiest when I can play and sing. I am not sad and lonely, content am I to roam, 'cause I am a blind fiddler and the world it is my home. I have no wife nor children, no one depends on me. I've seen my share of sorrows, but I am truly free. I am not sad and lonely, content am I to roam, 'cause I am a blind fiddler and the world it is my home. All right, love, do it up. You know, I lost my eyes in a blacksmith shop in the year of 48. So I picked up a fiddle and I began to play. I am not sad and lonely, content am I to roam, 'cause I am a blind fiddler and the world.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Joe on the Road. That last song was Blind Fiddler by the Empty Hats from their album Released. There's plenty of fairs running this month, starting with the New York Renaissance Fair, the Medieval Festival at Fort Tryon Park, and the Feyland Festival in New York. The Bristol Renaissance Fair is running in Wisconsin. In Pennsylvania, the Pennsylvania Renaissance Fair, the Pittsburgh Renaissance Festival, the Village Renaissance Fair, and the Marcus Hook Pirate Festival are all being held this month. The Maryland Renaissance Festival is still running in Maryland, and the King Richard's Renaissance Fair is being held in Massachusetts. California has four fairs this month: the Northern California Renaissance Fair, Ravenswood upon the Glen, the Vista Viking Festival, and the Rosemary House Fairy Festival. In New Jersey, you can attend the Lakewood Renaissance Fair, the 4-H Renaissance Fair, and a night train. The Minnesota Renaissance Festival is running in Minnesota, and the Ohio Renaissance Festival is running in Ohio. If you're in Oregon, you can check out the Shrewberry Renaissance Fair, the Fairy Worlds, or the Portland Celtic Fair. Meanwhile, in Kansas, you can check out the Kansas City Renaissance Festival, or if you're in Missouri, you can visit the St. Louis Renaissance Fair. The Santa Fe Renaissance Fair is running in New Mexico. The Fort Bragg Renaissance Fair is going on in North Carolina. In Washington State, there is the Ye Mary Greenwood Fair and the Lake Chelea Pirate Fest. The Texarkana Renaissance Fair is running in Arkansas. The Michigan Renaissance Festival is going on in Michigan. The Einfield Pirate Festival is going on in Connecticut. The Royal Medieval Fair is running in Ontario. The Enchanted Chalice Renaissance Fair is running in South Carolina. The Eastport Pirate Festival is running in Maine. The Delaware Fairy Fair is being held in Delaware. The Renaissance Fair at Sleepy Hollow is going on in Iowa. The Kiefer Park Medieval Fair is running in Oklahoma. And the Clayshire Castle Medieval Fair and Flint Creek Renaissance Fairs are running in Indiana. As always, be sure to check out therenlist.com for more details on all the fairs and to find the performers at these events. Heading out, we have My Love is Like a Red, Red Rose by Mark Gunn from his album Soul of a Harper.
My love is like a red, red rose that's newly sprung in June. My love is like a melody that's sweetly played in tune. So fair art thou, my bonny lass, so deep in love am I, and I will love thee still, my dear, till all the seas gang dry. Till all the seas gang dry, my love, and the rocks melt with the sun, and I will love thee still, my dear, while the sands of life shall run. So fare thee well, my own true love, and fare thee well a while, and I will come again, my love, though 10,000 miles. Though 10,000 miles, my love, though 10,000 miles. And I will come again, my love, though 10,000 miles. So fare thee well, my own true love, and fare thee well a while, and I will come again, my love, though 10,000 miles.
And now for a minute with Fugly.
Hello, Lawrence.
Hello, Fugly.
I must say, you're looking quite fit these days.
Well, that's my new exercise regimen. It's called Pirates.
Don't you mean Pilates?
Oh, no, that's a spicy sauce.
No, that's picante.
Like when you slice the meat thin?
That's piccata.
But that's the papier-mâché with candy in it.
Do you mean piñata?
Oh, no, those fish will strip you to the bone.
Those are piranha.
Nay, that's where they burn you and your stuff at your funeral.
That would be a pyre.
Oh, no, they'll board your ship and make you walk the plank.
Are you talking about pirates?
Why, yes, I was. Thank you for asking. It's my new exercise regimen. Pirates.
All right, then. Just remember that September 19th is Talk Like a Pirate Day.
If it's all the same, can I talk like a privateer?
Well, what's the difference?
Oh, they hangs, pirates.
This minute brought to you by your good friends at Povera.com.
Right now, patrons of the Renaissance Festival Music Podcast are hearing Roll the Old Chariot Along by Jim Hancock from Rolling Home, Wild Mountain Time by Jesse Linder from Crescent Moon, All Harpists Go to Heaven by Carl Ashe from Songs of the Open Road, and Some Say by Hey Nunny Nunny from their album Hey Nunny Nunny.
So, how would you like to get more music, no ads, and special gifts from the Renaissance Festival podcast? It's easy to do, just become a podcast patron. What is a patron? Patrons are folks just like you who financially support the podcast. The people producing this show are all volunteers, but there are costs involved in producing two shows a month. We have to pay for web hosting, file storage, bandwidth, and other services. By contributing as little as a dollar for each show we produce, you can help. How do you become a patron? Simple. You can go to our website at www.renaissancefestivalmusic.com and click on the link that says Contribute. Or you can go directly to www.patreon.com/renfestpodcast. That is Patreon, spelled patreon.com. Once there, you can see our different levels of support. Each level represents an amount that you will donate for each episode we produce. The benefits include receiving the podcast 5 days earlier than our general audience, a podcast with 4 extra songs and no ads, free CDs from the Renaissance Festival Music Podcast Library, and even the chance to take part in producing the podcast. All this, plus the knowledge that you're helping us continue bringing you the music that you enjoy. So go on, take a look, and join the folks who are helping this podcast continue into its 12th year. And thank you for listening.
Buy you 6 bay mares to put in your stable. 6 golden apples bought with my pay. I am the first piper who calls a sweet tune, but I must be gone by the 7th day. So come on, I am the whistler. I have a fight and I've come to play. So get ready for the whistler. I whistle along on the 7th day. I whistle along on the 7th day. All kinds of sadness I've left behind me. Then is the day when I have done wrong, but I'll be yours forever and ever. Climb on the saddle and whistle along. So come on, hey, I'm the whistler. I have a fight and I've come to play. So get ready for the whistler. I whistle along on the 7th day. I whistle along on the 7th day. Deeper red are the the sun sets in mystical places. Black is the night on summer day sands. We'll find the speck of truth in each riddle. Hold the first grain of love in our hands. So come on, hey, I'm the Whistler. I have a fight and I've come to play. So get ready for the Whistler. I whistle along on the seventh day. So come on, I'm the Whistler. I have a fight and I've come to play. So get ready for the Whistler. I whistle along on the seventh day. I whistle along on the seventh day.
And that was The Whistler by Empty Hats from The Hat Came Back. And you can find more information from them at emptyhats.net. We want to thank all of the people who support the podcast, particularly our patrons.
We want to thank Stephen Conroy, a friend of the podcast. And you want to be sure to check out his awesome podcast playlist at askstephen.net. Also, be sure to check out the piratesdirectory.com for a complete listing of all things piratical.
We want to take a moment to welcome Randall Kimbrough as the newest Renaissance Festival Music Podcast patron. He is joining us as an honorary minion, which means he'll get to take part in producing the show as well as supporting the show. Welcome aboard, Randall. And go to the Facebook page for the Renaissance Festival Music Podcast for more information about the podcast and all the news that we can find regarding Renaissance festivals and performers around the country. Coming up now, our last song of the day, Grim King of the Ghosts by Bardmageddon from Crows and Kings. And they have more information available at bardmageddon.com. Jesse, I want to thank you very much for joining me today.
Wait a minute, are we done already?
We are done.
Aw, crap. We got to do this again sometime.
I think we can arrange for that. I look forward to it.
Same here. Same here.
All right, folks, take care, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Fare thee well.
Below a lunar. the seaside I endure since reason departs away. I call to those hags for a cure, as knowing not what I say. The beauty whom I do adore now slights me with scorn and disdain. I never shall see her more. How shall I bear my pain? Strange fancies do fill my head while wandering in despair. I am to the desert led, expecting to find her there. Methinks in a spangled cloud I see her enthroned on high. Then to her I cried aloud and labored to reach the sky. Thus I have raved for a while, and wearied myself in vain. I lie on the barren soil, and bitterly do complain, till slumber hath quieted me. In sorrow I sigh and weep. The clouds are my canopy, cover me while I sleep. Grim king of the ghosts, be true, and hurry me hence away. My languishing life to you, a tribute I freely pay. To Elysian shades I post, in the hopes to be freed from care. Where many a bleeding ghost is hovering in the air.
The fair is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.
The Renaissance Festival podcast is brought to you by the fans and performers and the podcast minions. If you enjoy the music you heard, visit renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Share your support, buy their music, and tell your friends about the great music you found here. We will see you at the fair. Sláinte.